Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the For You and Lock podcast show. Live on the air. Last day of the year. 2022. New year, 10 minutes away. And what have been, what a year has been. Everybody ready for 2023? Live on the air. I will be with you a little while, and then I will be doing recordings. I'd like to thank all my promoters, all my writers, and everyone in 2022. They helped me get my book out and do all my podcasts. Listen, people. This is a new year, a new season. This is a new season for everyone to start all over. No matter who hurt you, what happened in 2022, you always can start all over again and do it correctly. And this is why we celebrate the new year, because out with the old and with the new, and all the things that we didn't do, we always can do in 2023. Remember the people that we left behind, the past on, and all. Especially a shout out to Nancy Nicholson, one of the first black actors ever on a TV show that we lost in July. Everyone else. Shout out to all the people that helped me when I was down and out. And a shout out to all the people who promote the show. Including Speak. And everyone. Shout out to all family members. That's including my big head brother and my mom and sister. And everyone else. Now I'm going to be with you throughout the New Year's as it comes in. And I'm watching on CNN. And we only got a couple more minutes before 2023 come in. 6 minutes that we got. And I want to tell you, it's been a year. From January the 1st all the way to down to this day, December the 31st. It has been a year of ups and downs. And I'm not a person going to lay down angry while the sun go down. I'm going to forgive the people who hurt, who did wrong, and all. And pray for them that they do right. To move on as the new year goes. And hope 2023 will be much, much better than 2022. Now, it's good to be live for once, you know, and maybe I can get more audience too, you know, and they can hear me live, and mostly my audience is across the country. And I just like to give a shout out to all Arizona and all the other countries, Great Britain, London, India,
Massachusetts. Oregon. Of course, Maryland and Oklahoma and Ireland. And hopefully we get some more listeners and everything, including California. And I know New York is out there too listening. But we only a few minutes away. And the more closer we get, the better I feel. I'm serious, people. It have been one heck of a year in 2023. I mean, 2022. I mean, if this year just give me really good things, it would be better for me, you know, to see what would go on. I would love to see the future, you know, and see what kind of stuff that goes on and all and everything. But I just had my kids on the phone. Same old bull crap and everything. And Jessica called me and all. And it looked like she's doing well. I mean, it looked like she's a little upset about something and stuff. But I don't know what's going on and all. But it's all good, you know. She called me, but the rest of the kids, I don't know what's going on with them. Who cares? This is going to be my year. And like I said, the kid, Jessica, did call me. And I did ask the phone because I'm a good dad. And like I said, I'm not going to go to bed, lay down angry, and in sorrow. Life is just too short. You know? And I'm just that kind of guy who just want to let it go. Just want the nonsense to go, you know. Just go away and everything. But it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. I just want to say goodbye, 2022. Farewell. Please, send that ball down. Get this year over. Come on. Get it over with. Dear God, do not let nothing you send process against me. Dear Lord, let my finances and all the things that I do, my podcast, my book, and everything be way successful. And just let my health be super successful. Don't let no enemies, no one, nothing process against me in 23 and beyond. Dear God, it has been a pretty good 22, but bring in 23 as a good. Amen. Goodbye, 2022. One. New Year! Happy New Year, everyone! 2023. Good God Almighty. It's finally over. 2022 is over. Ha ha. Yeah. Woo! Day one hour one, second one, I'm going to start it all good. Happy New Year, all my listeners. Happy New Year, my promoters and all. And New York Podcast Network, good luck to you. I hope Super Danes come to you and keep you on your network, you know. But to all my listeners, all across the country and the world, Happy New Year, and may the best comes to you, you know. And it just, you know, I'm going to be successful, more successful in this year. I'm going to be more successful this year. I'm going to be very, very successful this year. Don't you do that. Don't do that. And I'm going to get ready, plan my traveling, and go right into 2024, 25, 26, and on down. Going solo. Maybe I might have a little companion, a little young lady by my side. Maybe. And I'm good. You know, I'm good. I don't know what the comment Michael said, because he must have said something in Phaedra. There's something ahead of him. It's up. I didn't hear him nothing, but he must have said something. But just ignore that, you know. God will want me to answer when they call. That's why I do this for Jesus, you know. Like I told God, I will be there for him. I will be there when they call me and all. And everything else. But we're not go over candies and all that. And as far as that, it's January. Star Trek fans, Strange New Worlds is coming. They probably just started, finished filming it. You know, I'm sure they celebrating the New Year. Taking a break to celebrate the New Year and everything. But Star Trek is coming. Okay? And I'll try my best. I promise I'll try my best, fans, to get you new episodes every month. Okay? Because I paid $500 for it. So I'm definitely going to give you the money worth. You know? I just hope it's gonna be a great Star Trek year, and for all, what else? For all the Grand Theft Auto fans, let's just hope that Rockstar and Take-Two will give us something. On GTA 6. Once again, GTA 6, Grand Theft Auto 6. I'm just hoping they will give us something in 2023. Now, I've been watching Mr. Boss. He's one of the truth person. And I also watched the other guy who do the Star Trek news, Captain somebody, I forgot his name, but I listened to him. But those the two I watch for Grand Theft Auto and Star Trek. And when I get my information from both sources, from them, Mr. Boss got a lot of information And everything he said is true. The drug war. Anybody played Grand Theft Online? Grand Theft Online? No, the drug war is a pretty good hype. Really, and Rockstar gave us a nice little gift at the end of the year. New DLCs at the end of the year. And I like the drug war. And a lot of little nice stuff in there on Grand Theft Online. What I could do, I go in to play with my friends. My company is my own friend, you know. And I go in the section where it says friends. And I go in there. I don't go in the puppet section. I go in the friends section. And I just do my own thing. Now, solo section it's limited. You can't do what you can do in the friends or with your crew. They got the crew section, the friends section, and then the main puppet section. And puppet section is where everybody is at. The crew section where you can bring your crew in and you can play with the crew. And the friends section, you can play with your friends or play by yourself. Like I said, I am my own company. And the solo section, you can play solo, but it's a limited that you can do. And you can't do that much online. You got to go to the puppet section in order to do some of the stuff. But Grand Theft Auto 5 has been running since 2013. And they've been giving us all kind of DLCs. And all. And I love it, people. I love this. I love that game. Of course, I love Star Trek Online. But Grand Theft Auto Online is the main game that I play. You know. Now, my son asked me to play Mortal Kombat. I don't know. But he played Grand Theft Auto, I'll go play Mortal Kombat. And I'll see what happened. And everything, you know. Well, and I'm not going to stay on live that long, and I just wish everybody have a safe new year. Baltimore, let's just stop this killing. Just stop it, okay? And one day I'm going to get up there in New York and watch the ball fall. It might be next year or the year after. I'm going to get there. It's going to be one of my trips when I go up New York and do my New York tour of the country. And I'm just going to try to get that license and get that book, more people to buy my books and more people to listen to the show. And keep praying. Keep praying. Prayer works, people. Prayer works. It's a new season. This is a new season. A new year. Baltimore. Let's try to get the murder rate down. Let's get the crime rate down. Let's bring and make 2023 be the year that Baltimore make a big comeback. You hear me, city officials, state officials? Let's make this year Baltimore make a big comeback. And you can start by bringing businesses back here into the inner harbor and everything. And I'm just asking and saying, But I'm just loving it. It's over. It's over. 2022 is over. It's over, people. If you had a year I have, you know what I mean. I'm just crying. 2022 is over. And I'm trying not to make the mistake of buying $500 for a whole season, for a whole year of stuff that I didn't really want. I'm going to avoid that mistake again. You're probably going to hear about this throughout the rest of the season, the mistake that I made at the end of the last year. I mean, I'm just sorry I keep talking about it, because I should have paid attention. You know, I just should have paid attention. Giuliani. Everybody know Mayor Giuliani? What happened to America, Mayor? Huh. Him and Donald Trump was in bed together. That's what happened to him. He's Donald Trump's little girl. He ain't no America mayor. Nobody like his butt. He ain't do nothing for the city of New York. Anyway, I'm not even going to get into that, because it's just crazy. And all the people who getting snow, congratulations. You know, congratulations. Anybody that likes snow, pray for it. Help me pray for it. Because we need it. We need it, people. So, I'm just going to leave y'all. I'm going to leave y'all. And 2023, I will see you. And I will be doing my podcast. And this is my first live show of the year. I did a live show back in the third season. But this is my first in 2023. And it might be another live show. Okay? But thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything. And keep on listening. Tell your friends across the country, family, workers, everyone, to listen to the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Because I'm talking about UFOs, strange phenomena, the paranormal, and what happened to one of the dumbest low-life presidents of all time, Donald Trump, and the crazy low-life mayor, Giuliani. That's his name. The mayor, he used to be mayor of New York. He's not the American mayor. But anyway, are we talking about them? Or we'll be talking about more Star Trek, the next saga in Star Wars. That's right. It's going to be another Star Wars movie. So I'm going to start talking about that this year. So Star Wars fans, start listening. And just give you some updates what's going on in my life and all. And how things are going. And let you know how the trial go, because I do have to go be a witness, because what happened to Jessica. But that's far in the future, though. That state attorney told me the trial is just getting being put together. So they still putting that together. They probably won't put it have together by the end of the year. And probably then I will be ready to start traveling. And hopefully I can be doing a live show from New York, from Los Angeles next year. Because remember, that last September I was in the hospital. This September, I'm going to be on a jet plane going west. Watch me. Put your money on it. Pray on it. I'm going to be on that jet plane going west. And New Los Angeles is going to be my first city stop of my tour across the country. And it's going to take a long time to get to all 50 states. And I'm just going to take my time to get to all of them. You know, got to find the cities to go to, the places to go to. And I want to do this on my own. I don't want to ask people to wait. I want to do it. It's going to be fun, people. And I'm going to take y'all along with me on a podcast show. You know, and on YouTube and all. I got to get a certain amount of YouTube subscribers and everything. So go to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Push that like button and everything. Give me some subscribers so I can go live. But YouTube wants you to go get a certain amount of subscribers before you can go live now. I mean, I don't know. YouTube changed all kinds of ways since it began. I'm surprised people still go there. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. YouTube is still good and everything. Hey, I'm going to start writing my books. Less game time and more podcasts and writing time. And I just feel so good. It seems like God just came down and just blessed me. Just filled this whole apartment with blessings. It just feels so good, people. I just feel so good. I can feel this year is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. I ain't going to say it ain't going to have no bumps in the road. Because life have bumps in the road. No matter what year it is. Or what year coming. You're going to have your bumps. And you're going to have your delays and stuff. I'm just going to say. You just got to pray more. Put your heart. Hold on tight to God's hands more. And all. And just make your year, your revolution stick. If they good revolutions, make them stick. If you're in jail, that you know that you didn't do it, and this is going to be the year they're going to release you, you're going to get out. No matter if you're male or female, no matter what you do, you're going to win your trial. You're going to appeal that trial, that they're going to listen to it, and you're going to win it. Okay? You and that woman is going to get back together. Y'all split up for a while. Y'all going to get back together. Because those kids love you. And God love you. You lost your friends. You lost your mom. You lost your grandmother. You lost your best friend. Best cousin. But they looking down on you. And saying, get up. Don't give up. Get back up. Come on. Get up. And don't give up. Alright? And 2023. And beyond, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful season for you. Because Jesus says so. If you haven't go to church, start going to church. Get around the people. Get around them. And start letting people go. Start cutting people out your life who mess you up in 2022. Start cutting that wire. Start cutting that chain. Ask God. Say, God. Dear God, please protect me from the people who did not sin. Protect me from the things that you did not sin. Protect me from the people and the things that's trying to hurt me. And He will. And they say, in Jesus' name, amen. And He will. He will. I do it. You know, I want to get off that mobility and get my driver license. And I know He got a plan for that. but I gotta be patient. Gotta be patient and steady. I want my children, Donald, Michael, Jessica, Maya, and to do right and act like they Christians and church people and all. He's gonna work on their heart and everything. But that's what I want. And this one happened, you know. Just tell God what you want, and He will make sure it will come true. Okay? He already know your heart and your desire and what you want, but you gotta ask Him, you know, to approve it. Like when you have to sign up for something and you have to confirm it, He already know what you want, but you gotta ask Him so you can put your hand on there and confirm it, and it will come to you. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Good luck to you. God bless you. God bless you all across the world, all across the globe, all across the universe. Even the people who's out there on other worlds, God bless you. I just have to say that. And all over the country and the world, God love you. I love you. Good night. Good morning. Good night. Happy New Year. And live long and prosper. And may the force of Jesus be with you all the way. Amen. Good night, people.
Happy New Year!